Damien, we've been talking on the Business Watch for months now about how businesses in our area have been affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. A big story that happened last week was New Mexico state officials ordered that three popular retail businesses in Las Cruces, they were ordered to close due to the number of rapid responses that these businesses had due to COVID-19 cases. What can you tell us about these businesses and the news surrounding this?
That's right. As we've discussed in the past, businesses that have four or more rapid responses within 2 weeks are referred to the Department of Health, which evaluates whether or not to close those businesses. Last Wednesday, they did decide to close the Walmart location on Rinconada Boulevard, the Albertsons location on Loman Avenue, and Texas Roadhouse, of course, also on Loman. Each of those had four or more rapid responses within the past 14 days, according to the New Mexico Environment Department. You'll remember that on October 22nd, New Mexico amended its public health order, and that's when it was determined that businesses that report four or more rapid responses within 2 weeks have to close. That prompts a visit from the state whenever they learn about any positive COVID-19 case in a workplace. Of course, they were ordered to shut down immediately last Wednesday. They will be allowed to reopen on December 2nd, according to the state. And this comes on the heels of what we discussed last week about Stampede Meat. They were among the first businesses ordered closed. They never shut their doors. They're fighting it in federal court. So meanwhile, all three of these businesses have chosen to comply.
We're in the second week of this latest stay-at-home order ordered by Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham. You have news about how one local business is offering free e-commerce lessons for other small businesses so they can navigate and survive this latest stay-at-home order.
Well, that's right. And, you know, Anthony, it's important. We call this a two-week shutdown, but it's important to note that the reopening is going to be county by county based on the conditions they're seeing on the ground. So many counties are going to be seeing shutdowns that last longer than 2 weeks, and in some cases, much longer than 2 weeks. So Chris Lang over at Oregon Mountain Outfitters has decided to offer some free online support, some online classes and tutorials to help non-essential businesses that are closed during the shutdown kind of learn to navigate these waters and survive. He said the idea of the program is to help businesses that don't already have an online presence kind of establish that presence online. That might be retail, restaurants, virtually any kind of business that needs the support. It's designed to be 2 weeks long, and he's put together worksheets and video lessons and live Q&A sessions. They take place every evening at 8 p.m. And so far, over 100 people from around the state have signed up.
Exciting news right there on how one business owner is working to help other businesses in our region. Now, you have an interesting story about a Las Cruces resident that has started an online business that creates packages to make the holiday season a little bit more special and memorable. Can you share a little bit more about what this Las Cruces resident is doing?
Yeah, this is a great story, Anthony, and already people from across the country are starting to find out about it. In September of this year, Anna Ransom, who is in her day job, works as a nurse, started a website called Santa Anna's Christmas Shop. It's an online store that sells Christmas kits to help parents bring a little extra joy into the homes during the holidays. Now, this Christmas, we may not have as much family coming in. It may be kind of a toned-down holiday season because of the pandemic. And you might be looking for ways to make it a little more memorable nonetheless. And I don't want to give too much away, but let's just say she's created packages that can be purchased online that will make that Christmas Eve visit from Santa especially memorable. Really something that your kids will talk about for a long, long time. She also has a box of ideas available for your Elf on a Shelf, but time's running out. You need to start getting on that because we'll be into early December starting very soon. The website is SantaAnnas, A-N-N-A-S, .com. More about the story on our website at www.lcsun-news.com.
All right, Damian, thanks for the update this week. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure, Anthony.